because I've left real politics.
Is it a learnt text or?
No. I do a lot of after dinner speaking, after lunch speaking, and it's a variation on that for the first half. And then in the second half, people can ask questions.
I've never done a couple ever because I'm too lazy to actually get onto the very difficult after dinner speaking circuit. Plus, it's always football clubs, and I don't have a lot in common with those people, tell the truth.
That doesn't matter. I don't know one end of football from the other.
They're delicious.
I've done football clubs.
No, on my head, madam, on my head. But nevertheless, sometimes you're an agent or representative ring, I say, trust me, you never guess what they're offering. Because there's a big money in that, isn't there?
Pays the milk bill.
But this will be a spontaneous evening, is it?
It'll be a spontaneous evening. It's an interchange between me and the audience in the second half. I've done it once already. I premiered the whole thing in March in Lowestoft.
We tried it out in the sticks before going into town.
That's right. And it worked very well. And we were going on long after the appointed hour with questions.
Did the old man put in any kind of appearance at any point?
That would be telling.
He comes on with a cold beverage at one point.
Well, you can't expect me to go out for the evening without him, can you?
I don't know, so there it is.
Joined at the hip, as most people know.
Well, it's just, you know, when one goes to see McCartney, you just hope one of the other Beatles are going to come along, and we've got that going on in your show.
I have to say, I've left him behind. He wouldn't get up with me this morning, of course. I've left him snoring in bed.
Well, he's a wretch. I bet he's listening to Radio 4 even as we speak, so we can say what we want.
I guess he's probably still fast asleep.
Otherwise, from people, what we want is, I'll play the competition thing in again in a minute, but I've lost the CD. So we'll do that as soon as I find that, and we're asking you about the most expensive food and drinks, and eye-popping food and drink. Don't go to the general area, because we know some societies eat those and maggots. So far, we've had weevils. That's all we've had on that list, weevils. We've had two teas and two scones that cost £17 in Kensington, and one baked potato with a filling in Liverpool Street is £7.50. We think these are good things. Don't get me wrong. Don't ring up and complain. If you've just seen them on menu, you don't have to have bought them. And so far, I think top of the shop will be the tin of peanuts at the doorstep. £11.80 plus the biscuits that were delivered just yesterday, 35 oatmeal biscuits, £140 on our menu, on our website. We'll be right back. Here's the travel.